Let's talk about your high school days. In high school, you went to...
Cassia. Went there from the 7th to the 11th.
Why did you go to Cassia?
I don't have any idea. Dad just put me there.
A Catholic school?
Yeah.
What was the religion?
I'm sure no influence at all. Except that they were tough. When I went there, the teachers were all priests. And boy, Dad hit you with an eraser or with a ruler or smack you. And maybe Dad thought I needed that. I don't know.
In your upbringing, did your parents have a religious influence?
No, what they did, as a matter of fact, and I was thinking about it. I went to a funeral yesterday at Boston Avenue. I hadn't been there in a long time. When I was 12, 13, 14, the folks would drop me at Boston Avenue Church every Sunday. I'd walk up the steps, they'd see me go in. Then I'd go to Huckins Bowling Alley next door, and I'd bowl for an hour. Then I'd come out of the church door, and they'd pick me up. And they never knew the difference.
What age?
12, 13. Years. And then one time after I'd started driving, I'll never forget, I went to church by myself, fell asleep in the balcony, and woke up, and everybody was gone, and I was still up there.
The years again that you were at Cassia Hall?
I went there in the 7th grade and was there through the 11th.
Were you able to drive a car then in those years?
Yeah. Dad had me declared at 15 years old, I was given the rights of majority, which let me sign contracts and I could get a driver's license and all kinds of things. So I had a car at 15.
What kind of car?
My first car, I'll never forget, was a Mercury. It was 1939, the first year Mercury was put out. It was a Ford car. I went down to the dealership, and here was this bright red convertible Mercury. It just was out of this world, and it had everything on it. So I called Dad, and I said, Dad, I found the car I want, and it's just great. He said, what is it? I never heard of it. Well, it's a brand-new car this year. Well, how much is it? I said, $1,060. He said, $1,000? Are you crazy? He said, well, okay, so that was my first car.
Well, you had to be a hit on campus of that.
Oh, was I ever, yeah. $1,060. You can't buy four tires now for that.
Do you remember how long you might have kept that?
Yeah, I kept it for 2 or 3 years. Then I wrecked it up at Lake Okoboja. I got next a Mercury coupe, but it was a blue body with a silver top, hard top car. That was my second car. Of course, in the 7th, 8th, and 9th grade, I had a motor scooter. They were very uncommon then. So I'd ride to school on this motor scooter. That was when I was in the 8th, 9th, and in the 10th grade, I got my car. I liked Kagan. It was a good education and a rigid discipline there.
Do you remember stores in Tulsa at the time, maybe where you bought your clothes?
Wolferman's then was down on 15th Street, and that's where Mother always went. And then the other thing I remember as a kid was the Junior League tea room was right across the street from the Tulsa Club. You could have lunch up there. The Junior League girls would wait the tables. So when Mother was waiting, she would have me come up and I'd have lunch at the tea room of the Junior League. And then, of course, the Tulsa Club was the social club then. Southern Hills wasn't built. Servants, always very attentive. That's one of my memories of early Tulsa.